The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Dolacek of Ringgold. Following the prayer, I will be leading the pledge.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. We have been blessed the last two mornings by individuals in this chamber who have beautiful voices raising praise to the Lord. Let me assure you, I cannot carry a tune in the bucket. I will not be singing. Thank you. Would you please join me in prayer to our Lord? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, giving you praise for the many blessings we have. Dear Lord, we know as we live in these unprecedented times, we're all striving to get back to a new normalcy. Dear Lord, please be with those individuals who are making decisions on how to reopen back up society to get back to a new normal, be they county leaders, state leaders, city leaders, even state fair directors, dear Lord, that have to make decisions that weigh heavy on our minds. And many times, in many cases, we may not agree with those decisions. But let us be respectful and cordial of each other and those decisions as we move forward. Dear Lord, help us as we shut down this chamber, prepare a budget to get back to our families and society. Help us do the right thing. Help us, dear Lord, not to judge one another. Dear Lord, as we're reminded in Matthew 6, before we judge someone about the speck in their eye, dear Lord, we should remove the plank for our own eye. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
The House give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2645 by Eisenhart and others, a bill for an act relating to the program that assists schools and school districts in purchasing farm fresh produce, making appropriations, and including effective date and retroactive applicability provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment. Amendment referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2646 by R. Smith and others, a bill for an act relating to the annual report submitted by law enforcement agencies to the Attorney General regarding information collected during traffic, bicycle, or pedestrian stops.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee. Amendment referred to the Committee on Public Safety. Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Forbes. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Just want to let the body know that tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m., I'll be hosting my annual ice cream social again. We'll again have Baskin-Robbins ice cream, and this year I think the flavors are pralines and cream and baseball nut. That was a real popular one last year, so I'm bringing that one back. So a couple of my pharmacy interns will be here at 3 p.m. and back in the House Lounge to service ice cream, so show up. Thank you.
At this point, we have reached time in session, which we will hear some words from some of our friends and colleagues that will not be with us in the upcoming session. So we will do retirement speeches at this point in time. As most of you know, typically we have a line to congratulate our retirees. We are not going to be doing that this year. So I think a rowdy standing ovation probably will suffice in this current circumstances we're in. So, at this time, the chair recognizes a lady from Lynn, Representative Hinson, for her retirement speech.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This building, this place, the people's business, the essence is not easy to put into words, but after 4 years here, I have a few. They start with unfinished business and gratitude. Because unfinished business, the people's business here, is never done. I think about the challenges facing the hundreds of people who have come into this chamber before us and the hundreds of people who will come into this chamber after us. I think about the way our communities pull together in an emergency, The selflessness of our first responders and our medical professionals, and the steadfast determination of Iowans to overcome challenges and obstacles. The unfinished business is never done, and it is never too much for Iowans. And that's why I wanted to come work in this beautiful building. I'm happy to have worked on policies to protect kids from predators, while at the same time working to help those who need a second chance. It has been a blessing to be an advocate for the hardworking taxpayers of this great state. And as a journalist, I had a passion for bills that put more transparency on state government and tried to give taxpayers a seat at the table whenever possible. Some of those made it to the governor's desk, some of them didn't. But again, I know that that business in this chamber is never done. I also know that I feel gratitude for the privilege of serving in this 67th seat, the people's seat. Gratitude for the patience shown in this building when new lawmakers come in and figure out how to navigate this process. Gratitude to my friends in this chamber. I first want to thank Representative Utmeyer, Madam Speaker. When you sat across from me and my husband at our kitchen table almost 5 years ago, I think about what I knew then, or what I thought I knew then, and what I know now. And I'd like to thank you for your steadfast guidance through so many challenges. I am grateful to you. Jane, Shannon, Louie, Skyler, David Kerr, Mike, and Gary Moore, we all came in together. You all hold a very special place in my heart, and our freshman class was very special to me, and I am grateful for your lifelong friendship. Representative Carlson, thank you for being a great mentor to me as I took on the role of chairing the Transportation Committee after you. I am grateful for your leadership and your thoughtful guidance in sitting next to me in caucus. We've had some great conversations. Thank you very much. To our staff, our caucus staff, couldn't have done it without you guys. You guys have answered all of my questions and helped me solve problems for my constituents. And to that, to you all, I am grateful. To my fellow Linn County legislators, current and past, it has been my honor and privilege to serve with you. I am grateful for your leadership in serving our constituents in Linn County, so thank you. Speaker Grassley, I'm proud of you. Your leadership in challenging times and our state budget taught me how important it is to show compassion in the face of making difficult decisions. It is never okay to be satisfied with the status quo, and for your friendship and sometimes very frank advice, I am grateful. And finally, they couldn't be here today, the most important people in my life, my family, my husband, Matt, for putting up with all of the challenges that come with running for office. Not just putting up with it, really, but supporting me 100%. Even those parade days where he might have preferred to be on the golf course instead of throwing out candy, he's a trooper. To Matt, for always having my back when the boys needed something when I'm gone. Being away from our families and our loved ones is a part of this job, and Matt makes it look easy back home, even when it's not, and I know he's watching right now, so thanks, honey. And then to my boys, Max and Jax, I think they're at their swimming lessons right now. I hope I've set a good example for you as to what an Iowan, and most importantly, what an American looks like. I'm grateful to my husband and children for their steadfast support. So thank you again to my legislative family in this chamber, to those of you who continue to serve, and to complete the unfinished business of the people of Iowa. I am grateful to you all for the honor to serve with you in this chamber. Thank you, and God bless.
This time, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Retiring from the Iowa House of Representatives is an opportunity to say thank you. Thank you to my family, and especially my wife, Cheryl, for supporting my desire to pursue this role multiple times. Thank you to my constituents and supporters who repeatedly sent me here to represent them. It's been an honor to serve. And thank you to my fellow legislators and the outstanding staffs which help us be successful. And I truly thank Speakers Poston, Utmeyer, and Grassley, and leaders Hagenow and Winchittle for allowing me to serve in committee leadership roles and for providing your consistent support. I thank all those members serving on the committees I chaired for allowing us to progress legislation for the benefit of Iowans. Even when we disagreed, we remained agreeable. I thank and even congratulate my rookie class, Representative Baxter, Best, Holt, Momsen, Poston, Sexton, and Wills. We started together and have all assumed policy or leadership roles within our caucus. A good group for sure. And most certainly, I thank the many legislators who have become my friends. Some have been long-time renewed friendships, such as Representative Kerr. Many of you may not know, we went to high school together. Or Representative Kaufman and more, for people I've known for more than a decade. Others are more recent friendships, and while there are too many to name, I want you to know I value the relationships. I believe more than ever today, Iowa's a stronger state because it has a citizen legislature. Unlike too many states in our federal government, serving in the Iowa legislature is not a career choice. This is a choice of public service. We're only temporary occupants of these seats. Many have served before us, many more will follow us. May public service always remain the aspiration. Most certainly this body can provide for frustrating days and even nights. And we clearly have differences of opinions and philosophies. But the end result is we try to make Iowa, the state we all call home, a more desirable state for all Iowans. It's truly been an honor to be a member of this body. Thank you.
Chair recognizes a gentleman from Lynn, Representative Zumbaugh.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This will be my retiring speech with amendments. I hope you all take it as lightheartedly as I intended it. It's hard to believe that it's been 5 years since I was at home running the skid loader when my phone rang from an unfamiliar number. I was sure my car warranty was about to expire or my interest rates were about to go down. But for anyone who knows me, I answered the unknown number out of curiosity of who might be on the other end. This is much better now, I can see it. Other end of the line. And to my surprise, it was former Speaker Uppmeyer asking if I would consider running for Iowa House District's 95 seat. With a lot of help and encouragement from my wife Deb and my daughters Brandy, Taylor, Allison, and Rachel, otherwise known as the Z-Chicks, who I'm glad to say are here today. We ran two successful campaigns for the Iowa House, and it has been my honor and privilege to represent the members of House District 95 for the past 4 years. From giving the taxpayers of Iowa a voice at the table, or helping to stop a solar bill that helped Alliant Energy and left my constituents in the shade. My time here has been both rewarding and challenging. I have had my eyes open to how different our state is from the Missouri to the Mississippi, and how the two parties within those boundaries think so inversely. I have been shown how resilient Iowans truly are, and honestly, I believe they can take care of themselves with little government interference. And as for my time in the House comes to an end, I'm still hopeful for Invest in Iowa, but that will fall under someone else's watch. And as a taxpayer, I'll be watching, and I may not vote for you again. Okay, that statement's a little sarcastic, but I always loved it when someone would tell me they wouldn't vote for me unless. But heck, who are we kidding? They didn't vote for me the first time. There are so many people I'd like to thank for their lasting impact that have had on me during the last 4 years. In the words of John Wayne, thanking people is a dangerous business. The names always slip your mind. I'd like to thank my wife, Deb, for being by my side, for everything she's done to support me at home, on the farm, and in the house the last 4 years and many more. I'd like to thank my daughters for all their behind-the-scenes work in helping me run two successful campaigns, and my son-in-law and treasurer, Michael, for all his hard work. And a big thank you to my friends, family, campaign supporters back home, and of course, thank you to the people of House District 95 for allowing me to serve. I'm also grateful for the friendships I've gained for my time at the House, friendships I hope will last a lifetime. My housewives, Jane and Shannon, and don't call HR, my wife Deb coined them that. Mike Sexton, whom it took 2 years for my ideas to grow on, and he finally thought they were probably all right. Jared Klein, who claims almost all my ideas are great. Dave Seek, Dave Maxwell, and who could forget Clell? And how could I give a retiring speech without mentioning my counterparts? You can, and I do mean this jokingly. You can count on my one hand how many times I've been chewed out, and you don't need your four fingers. But Mary, you gave me the biggest one I've ever had. You didn't feel my bill was ready for prime time, and I'm not really sure that what you told me was ready for late night. But we all learn a lot. And Bruce, I don't mean to play gotcha, but all kidding aside, I'm proud of my representation of House District 95. I look forward to the next chapter of my life and am excited to announce that I'll be running for Linn County Supervisor. During my time in Des Moines, I did my best to represent the whole district and worked hard to stay committed to the one biggest constituent request, to not let Des Moines change me. And in my time here, I don't believe it has, but I'd like to think maybe I changed Des Moines just a little bit. God bless you all, and thank you for your support. And now for the amendments. People I should have mentioned and forgot, which is almost everybody in here. But John Wills, you were the first person I sat beside, and you taught me not to be so eager to raise my hand. Ross, Norlin, and Lee, I've enjoyed our times at the speakeasy nearly every Monday night. The second amendment gets a little personal for me due to my recent health issues, but we did an EMS bill this year that I didn't vote for. It's all right to be the only no vote. You should just watch how many emails you're going to get after you do it. But anyway, I looked at that bill like a stock tank, and the cattle needed watered, and we put the hose in the tank and we watered the cattle. Hopefully next year you can fix the hole that's in the bottom of the stock tank, because then it won't take so much water. And for my third and final amendment, it's just a little advice. Most of you all know I enjoy karaoke, and with that in mind, my favorite singer is no doubt George Strait, and something that a song that he's had, and I'm not going to bother singing it, but it's just something I try to live by, and it's to keep an ace in the hole, a little something that nobody knows, so you have something for a rainy day, and thank God our budget has something for a rainy day this year. And with that, happy trails to you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Lensing.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I stand before you one last time, not to persuade or dissuade you on a piece of legislation, but to bid you farewell. I have had the honor and privilege of serving in this chamber for the past 20 years. That's a long time. Not that serving another term would not have been welcome, it's just not meant to be. So in reflecting over my time here, I'd like to share some memories that stand out for me. I was elected into the minority, and I'm leaving with my colleagues in the minority. But there were 4 years that I served in the majority, and those were golden years. To be able to propose legislation and see it pass on the House floor, to serve as a chairperson of a committee, to see bills through your committee and know that there may be tough votes you have to take, but for a good result in the end. To meet with constituents and be able to take action upon their concerns, those are sweet memories for me. Issues I actively worked on over the years, some I floor managed, some I helped to craft. PBMs, that was round one. Child safety seats, I worked with a Republican legislator who was also a grandmother who had a van and didn't have enough room for car seats, so she didn't think it was real important. That was quite a debate that we had. Civil rights and marriage equality, eminent domain, it never ends. The restoration of voting rights for convicted felons upon their release in 2005, and that resulted in an executive order signed by Governor Vilsack. I worked with two Republican colleagues on that, and we were really proud to have gotten it that far. The bottle bill of 2009, House File 777, I began to think that the numbers meant something. That was open meetings, open records, and the creation of the Public Information Board. The ICN, it was always expanding, not selling it, that was the battle. Senate File 199, subpoena power. I battled with Representative Baudler over that to get that passed. Internet sales for lottery tickets. I worked a lot on alcohol legislation. The doggy bag bill for unfinished bottles of wine that passed is something my husband likes to brag about when we go out to dinner. And then we did craft breweries in 2010. Then there was Senate File 2351. It was enhancing penalties for death by strangulation in domestic abuse cases. That was a really tough bill. I've lived through the CTEC investigation in 2007, the touch play machines in 2006, and then the weather, the tornado of 2006, the winter storms of 2007, and the floods of 2008. But probably the things I am most proud of that I worked on were pay equity and the wind energy tax credits. I've served on 8 different committees over my tenure: education, economic development, environmental protection, local government, state government, judiciary. I subbed on human resources for a colleague and on government oversight. That's a lot of committees. Issues that I would encourage you to keep working on: voters' rights. Keep voting easy and accessible. Human rights and civil rights. We need to be fair, open, and inclusive. Education. Keep our students interested and engaged. After all, the students of today are our leaders for tomorrow. Some of the things that I won't miss: the word notwithstanding. I don't think that has a place in my vocabulary going forward. I will also not miss all the waiting, or legislative time, or all the paper that we pass. I've worked on the memorial service for our deceased members over the years and think it's one of the most important things that we do for our fellow colleagues, remembering their services to the state. But now the most important part of my time here is the people I served with. I know I can't start naming names because I'll forget someone, but there are a couple of people I want to recognize. One is the person who's responsible for my being here. She's the one who said, "You need to run for office." What was I thinking? Who convinced me to do this job? Who was there? And then a good friend, and despite these 20 years, she is still a good friend, Representative Mary Mesher. I want to thank my Johnson County colleagues, Amy and Dave. Keep fighting the good fight. And then Beth, Brian, Rick, good friends and good times. Great talks over long dinners. Please stay in touch. And lastly, my roommate, my colleague, my guest desk neighbor, and I guess my twin. How many times have I been Cindy and you've been Vicky? I don't understand. We don't look alike. The only thing we have in common is the E at the end of our name, but we were constantly mixed up. Maybe because we sit next to each other. We've spent many years trying to solve problems over a glass of wine or a beverage with olives in it. I'll miss you and those cocktail hours. I have tried to be fair, honest, and open-minded during my time here. I've worked to be true to myself and steadfast to my constituents. It's been a tug of war for my business partner, who is also my former husband. He was never excited to see January come. And now that I will be spending most of my time in Iowa City, he may think differently. But thank you, Michael. My children, Amanda, Alex, Nick, and Lauren, who've been supportive over the years. Their nickname for me over the past 2 years has been the Honorable, which drives me crazy. Over the years, they've tolerated the forums, the elections, the special sessions. 1 year we had so many special sessions, my son said, "What makes it so special? You do it all the time." The phone calls, the meetings, thank you, kids. And to my husband, Rich, who cheers me on every endeavor, always patient, always a good listener, always my shoulder. I love you all. And thank you for being so accepting and supportive. Now I want to close with my favorite verse by poet Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. I'm not sure what road lies ahead for me, but ladies and gentlemen, the road through this chamber has made all the difference for me. Thank you so much.
Chair recognizes gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus immediately in the law library.
Is there further? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Democrats will caucus at the Wallace Building at, let's say, 10:20. Thanks.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison. All those in favor should vote aye.
Aye.
Oh, I apologize. We're in recess. We are at ease till the fall of the gavel.